Like, why? Why now? Of all the moments, de todos los momentos, why now? Well, señoras, señores, hence, my pensamiento en el momento. Let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal? My name is Noan El Boricua. Welcome to Fuel Pasión, where we immerse ourselves in cultura, grow in our faith, and always making those conexiones. So, I had to look this up after sharing this with my wife, and I found the following, thanks to Tio Google, right, Uncle Google, that I actually ended up getting writer's block. So, I had to really look this up as I was sharing it with my wife, and after looking this up, writer's block is actually a phenomenon experienced by writers or content creators that is best described as an overwhelming feeling of being stuck in the process without the ability to move forward and write anything new. Now, overcoming writer's block. I'm learning this delicate process, hence my thought in the moment, as I say in Spanish, right? Pensamiento en el momento. This delicate process that is a lot of times often highly subjective, and it really just depends on each individual. But at the end of the day, it's really about conquering self-doubt and knowing that the hard work will always pay off. And I hope you guys can relate with me, because that's something this is what we do when we feel our passion, that we want to be able to put in the work, and we want to be able to know that there's no doubting ourselves and we're going to get the job done. Now, a lot of times, as I was looking into this, I was thinking to myself, there must be these different type of roadblocks, for anybody that's in this writing journey or content creation or script writing. And I've actually found out that a lot of the roadblocks have been external for a lot of writers. Now, some are those that are authors, and maybe they have journal rejections, or sometimes they even have disagreements with book publishers. And a lot of times it could just be a lack of time and resources, which is kind of where I am at. A lot of what I talk about is it's really digging for the information, which is many places, because hence the internet, because I need to ensure that my audience, aka you, the listener, are given my 100% investment and energy in all that I share with you. So a lot of times when I really think about this, it's I'm digging for this information, I'm trying to understand, but what does that look like? You know what, it's kind of crazy, because right now I'm so frustrated with having this writer's block that I got ravens literally talking about it. I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, but it's just ridiculous. But yeah, that's kind of my pensamiento, how do we overcome writer's block? And it's kind of cool, because a lot of stuff that I've read in general is kind of taking a break, which walk away. And I think for a lot of us, that maybe you're a leader and you do a lot of presentations, or maybe you're even you work in a church context and you're constantly developing a sermon, or you're developing curriculum, and you just kind of need to take a break. So yeah, 100%. I think one of the things that I've been looking at and understanding is I need to take a break. I need to be able to take a couple days off, or maybe a week, or a month, and then go back and look at the type of work with a different fresh eye. And a lot of times it's also another one that I've heard is kind of pretend you've never read your work before. So kind of start at the beginning, read it through, and of course this can make it obvious where you've gone off track. And a lot of times I've actually done that, where I actually wrote something and then I walked away and I pretend I so let me pause. This is an example that I've given to my kids, where I tell them, hey guys, pretend you wrote an essay, but imagine that a regular person, everyday person, picks up your essay along the path, right? Maybe however it got there, there's your essay, your script, your book, whatever your writing is, it lands in the hands of somebody. Could you honestly say your message, the work that you're trying to get across, can be conveyed in a way that the reader, or aka eventually your listener, can really, one, connect and understand what you're saying. So again, you know, take a break, pretend you've never read your work before. And I also would say, like, and this is something I know many of us do, is create a deadline for yourself. Because I think a lot of times that pressure really creates a hyper focus where it forces you to make decisions that you should be avoiding and making the right decision to be able to get the job right done. And I think at the end of the day is, you know, I think about, like, you know, so I read and I was kind of digging into this, and maybe I'll do another update on this. But I think one of the cool things is understanding when you get this writer's block, there's something, and I challenge everyone that's listening to this, and maybe you've heard of it, the 30-minute challenge. You set a timer for 30 minutes and you write down the events of your day. And when you run out of time, note what distracted you. Maybe noises, aka the ravens, interruptions. You know, where I'm at recording, there's a lot of semi-trucks that pass by. So I hear that, and a lot of times it kind of bleeds through. All that, note that. Because when you research ways that you can selectively remove those distractions, right, it helps you then within your writing routine. For example, does your computer, you know, distract you when you write? Better question. Does your cell phone distract you when you're in your writing routine? Because you can try going completely analog. This is why, as much as I do a lot of videos on unboxing technology, I truly believe going completely analog. What do I mean by that? Literalmente using a pencil and pad, or maybe a pen. And I want you to try the same 30-minute challenge a day later. But remember to use the techniques. Again, this is something that I was researching. And when you do this, you consistently learn how to remove certain distractions that maybe you've discovered the day before. And what do? Repeat, repeat, repeat until you find your ideal writing space. Señoras, señores, es el pensamiento para mí that in the middle of this writer's block, I purposely put myself in a room where unknowingly there were going to be birds chirping, and for some reason, a lot of cars passing by today. Who knows? At the time of this recording, there might be a lot going on that I just have no control. But now I've learned to be able to maybe be more selective in where I choose to record, but more importantly, reapproach my method and really understand what is the message that I'm trying to convey. I hope this helps you guys. I don't know. Let me know. Shoot me a comment in DMs on Instagram. I would love to know, how do you overcome the writer's block? Maybe, just maybe, you've used this 30-minute challenge, which, by the way, I used earlier today, but I think I'm going to have to add to it, because clearly what just happened is one of the reasons why we get what we get. So my hope is that you guys can continually immerse yourself in cultura. My hope is that you continually grow in your faith. Y como siempre, making those conexiones. Check us out, fuelpasionpodcast.com. And also, I'm actually now starting a new, we have a Patreon, so if you want to partner with us, I am really trying to upgrade some of our stuff from a, you know, editing, getting somebody in on this team. The team is just me, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm really trying to get somebody on. But the only way I can do that is hopefully for our listeners that believe in this work and this project, if you guys can support us. Luckily, I got a job, so we've been able to do some of this stuff already, but it's always great to have some partnerships in this. And I also opened up kind of like a coffee thing, like Buy Me a Coffee. One of the projects that I'm working on right now is actually buying professional lighting for our YouTube videos. So if you feel compelled, I'll put that in the link in our show notes, and I hope you guys can consider it. Y con eso, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.